I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the Cop Option Podcast was brought to you by Wildberry Lodge Coffee Company.
Our Kiwi listeners can visit wildberrylodge.coffee and use discount code COLTPOPSHA50 at checkout for 50% off your order of 6 classics or concentrates. Wow! Here we are. We're in Richard. An event is happening right now, isn't it? Do you want to say it? Should I say
event?
An event.
Oh, right. Event. I was like, yeah, you've just been fucking going off about something before. Yeah, quite a monumental event.
Yeah.
I'm in your little loft.
We're in the same physical space,
yeah.
Which is very rare for the podcast. And you've never been to, well, you were here yesterday, but we didn't record. But you have never recorded in my loft before. And what's a fun thing for the listeners to visualize? Or we could take a photo, maybe.
Yeah, we should, because it's a very funny...
All right, I'll take a photo of you taking a photo of me and vice versa.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then I'll make it a double. And then...
Well, I'm not really getting the scope of how funny it is, the position we're recording in. I've got a wide angle lens on my camera, so maybe that'll just be able to capture us.
All right, that sounds good. Did that work? We couldn't see what was going on. Yeah, it looks as dumb as it looks dumber than I thought it looked. I don't have a second chair. We'll put this on our Instagram. So I don't have a second chair. So I'm sitting on my bed, which is put on top of a set of three wood pallets. And you're sitting on my computer chair because I'm a gracious host who's giving you the main chair.
I'm still trying to get it perfect. The first one was fine, but I think we could get the other one.
We've podcasted across from each other before, but I don't think levels have ever been a part of it.
Like the power dynamic
at
play here.
Yeah.
I mean, like it's a power move. I'll accept that. But it's interesting. Yeah, because you offered to take the lower one, that it was like a power move that you were like
demonstrating. I'm more secure in my.
Yeah.
No, I'll take that. It feels like a fair trade off, doesn't it?
Yeah. Like you're like baiting me.
Yeah. I'm being the bigger man. Well, you don't worry about it, bro. I'll take that. And you're like, no, I'll take the lower.
Fuck, I'm going to lie on the ground to record.
Welcome, everybody, to the Cold Popture Podcast. This is film franchise Fortnite on the Cold Popture Podcast, and I'm AJ, joined by Richard.
In the same physical space.
In the same physical space. And funny thing, this is a podcast where every fortnight we talk about a film franchise.
Mm.
And this franchise that we're about to talk about was voted on by our patrons over at patreon.com/cultpopshire. And hey, it's somewhat of a sequel. It's somewhat of an important franchise for our library, our museum.
Yeah. Truth-brary.
Yeah. Oh my God. like the he believed. Spivvy, but it's like truth is
truth. Brary is from Who Is America.
Ah,
it
nice.
Was one of the characters is
his show.
Yeah.
So this what have I said already? So this is important because about 2 years ago, was it? 3 years ago?
Yeah, it'd be close to three now, yeah. It's 2018, wasn't it?
Oh, it was 20. That was 3 years ago. We took on the monumental and we're somewhat known for this. I think if our podcast is known by people, where this is one of the things you may know us for, is that we covered all 17 Air Bud movies.
Yeah, which felt like a lot at the time.
Yes.
And now it's like 17.
17. God, I wish. We got to 17 Barbie movies and it was like...
We have 20 left.
20? I was thinking 10 in my head, but you're right.
We've got all of Freddy versus Jason left.
and so we split it up into different episodes, and to say there is 17 Air Bud movies is a little bit inaccurate.
Yeah, there's five
Air Buds,
seven Air Buddies, two Search for Santa Paws, and three Pop Stars, but there's now a fourth Pop Star and a TV show.
Which we watched Star.
Yeah.
For film franchise follow-ups over on the Patreon. So, MVP, which I don't know if I've said out loud is the title of the franchise yet. We nearly
MVP Most Valuable Primate.
Sorry, yes, correct. We nearly covered this back when we were doing the Air Bud run.
Yeah.
We nearly covered the MVP trilogy because it's made by Earbud Productions.
Entertainment, yeah.
And it's essentially Earbud, but with a monkey. And we got to the end of Pupstar, and we're basically just like, you know what? No.
We're going to do Mission Impossible
instead.
We're going
to do Mission Impossible because there's no indication that MVP is canon, whereas the other ones are canon within the Earbud story. It's a very loose canon and a canon that, no pun intended, it's a canon that rips apart. It's the band-aid or the rubber band of reality from the first film by the last film, but it still is a canon.
Yeah, it's also, you get... there used to be a Wikipedia page that had like Earbud Cinematic Universe films essentially, and it listed all, and that's what we were going off. And I think like while we were recording this month, the MVP got taken off that, and so we were kind of like, this is because we were already like,
who is monitoring this that isn't us, and two, why did you take
that page isn't there anymore, or it's completely changed.
Weird.
But
it's so convenient though.
Yeah.
So this isn't the Earbud Cinematic Universe, this is the Earbud adjacent universe.
Yeah.
In a way. And essentially the same concept as Earbud. But no, instead it's a monkey. This is our patrons have decided to theme our months, which we have no control over, which is a really interesting like fundamental decision for your podcast that you don't get to choose. So they decided that April was going to be Ape-ral.
Yeah.
It was almost exclusively ape themed franchises were up for the vote, and this one.
Yeah. What are some other ones that you could be listening to right now? If
Planet things, of the Apes.
King Kong.
Planet
of the Apes, there was actually like a binding contract signed to make Planet of the Apes win, and then this inexplicably won instead.
Not just with the people on the Discord, but like our sponsor for this episode, when I was selling our contact the episodes, I was like, how about we do a Little Mermaid sponsor? You sponsor the Little Mermaid episode, and then we're doing a Planet of the Apes episode. And she was like, great. And then when this won, I was like, you probably don't care, but you should probably know that the franchise has changed. And they didn't care, so thank you to Wildberry Lodge Coffee Company. I've done a lot of the leading for an episode are emceeing, so I'll pass it over to you. What's the deal?
Let's just pull up Google Docs on my phone. But this is, trilogy of films. MVP, Most Valuable Primate. MVP 2, Most Vertical Primate. MXP, Most Extreme Primate, all of which are directed by Robert Vince, our old pal Robert Vince, and they came out in 2000, 2001, and 2003.
And that's the first thing I'd like to talk to you about, because these movies are on Amazon.
Why'd they take a year off?
These movies are on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And on Amazon Prime, they are listed as coming out in 2000, 2005, and 2016.
Yeah.
And so when I start, I didn't realize till I got to MXP that this was incorrect. And so I watched the first one, then I got to the second one, I was like, 2005? God. I actually ended up looking up how long chimpanzees live for. Because I was what's the situation here? And I was like, it's crazy that they waited so long to make what is a pretty loyal sequel that needs information. You need to retain information from the first film. And then I got to MXP and I was like, 2016? Like, I've known about these movies for a long time. The Earbud episode, I knew about the series. And I was like, how did I never find out that MXP came out in 2016, which...
the same year we started the podcast.
How long do monkeys live for? Do they live that long? By the way, if anyone's wondering, they can live up to 40 years, I think, what we found out.
So it's... I think that's to do with, like, when Amazon got, like, the streaming rights and stuff like that. It was... So MVP and MVP2 were... theatrical released, and then MXP was straight to video.
Right.
What is MVP Most Valuable Primate about?
It is about a chimpanzee named Jack, who is not your average chimpanzee. Smarter than your average chimpanzee. He lives in a university with like a professor, and the professor, he's working on some theory that he needs a smarter than usual chimpanzee for.
It's Sign language.
Sign language, there you go. The professor passes away in what is a legitimately very tasteful and well-shot scene. And
that's the Robert Vince style, baby.
And, yeah, and the evil higher-ups, the investors in the university, decide they want to sell Jack. But Jack has there's another human who's like the caretaker, or he's the janitor, and he wants to save him. So he puts him on a train that's headed for Al Simeon, which is where they were hiring Jack from. It's like this primate sanctuary. But Jack doesn't get off at the right stop and ends up in Nelson, Canada, not Nelson, New Zealand,
yeah,
a place where I used to live a long time ago.
Did you see any monkeys?
Never.
Well, that's why, because they're all in Canada.
And there he meets up with a young boy and his little sister. The young boy is played by, what's his name?
Jesus, I don't know.
Oh, he's the guy from Ear Bud.
Oh, yeah.
Josh Ziegler or something like
Kevin
that?
Kevin Zegers?
It's Kevin Zegers. He plays Josh in Ear Bud.
Yeah, right.
And do you know what else Kevin Zegers is in? The only other thing he's in?
Dawn of the Dead.
He's in Dawn of the Dead, isn't it? I found that when I was doing the Zack Snyder video the other month. And his little sister is deaf. And they meet the monkey. They're all ice hockey enthusiasts. They meet the monkey. The monkey turns out to be really good at ice hockey. There's no rule that says a chimpanzee can't play ice hockey. And they win the big game and manage to smuggle Jack away from the greedy investors of the university before they can find him again and send him back home to Al Simeon. In a genuine farewell where the characters who aren't in the sequels like never see him again. And there's a I don't know, there's a weight to that that wasn't in the Ear Bud movies, I guess. So that's about it. Is that a good plot
that's
synopsis?
Good. Yeah, the ice hockey doesn't come into it till a lot later than you'd probably expect.
The sport all over this trilogy is underplayed more than I thought it would be.
So thank you very much for that. These are going to be hard films to talk about because, as we've discovered with a lot of these films, they just kind of come into existence. They're never like announced. The production of them is never documented anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a fun little segment we like to do on the show called Dumb IMDb Trivia.
Mm. And give me some. I'm ready.
I can't. This one doesn't even have a trivia section on IMDb.
Oh, no.
Like, we've found plenty of films before that don't have dumb trivia, but they've always had trivia. This one is it's devoid of trivia.
And you know what's even worse is like one of the selling points of Amazon Prime, right?
Yeah,
you get Amazon Prime and it's like, oh, it's amazing. You pause it and the actors who are in the scene,
it's so good.
You're given all, and this is I've barely used Amazon Prime, so I'm watching MVP and I was like, who is that? And I paused it, nothing, no information. It was useless. People who like wax lyrical about that element of Amazon Prime have never watched this tier of movie on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's really good for their originals, and I like it when it's because it also tells you the song that's playing in the scene. Don't have to pull out Shazam on my phone,
thank god.
An app I use like semi-regularly.
There's another one called Soundhound, and I found out about Soundhound before Shazam, and I think Soundhound is a better title for that app.
That
function. It's a hound, it's going to get it, like,
sniffing it out. All right, so when we're completely devoid of talking points, we do often turn to IMDb reviews.
This is all the Barbie episode is.
So this is by Pernie. This was written on 16th of September 2002, a little over a year after 9/11.
Okay, thank you for that, for contextualizing that in the time.
And then it's like, a year ago I lost my file. Like, it's actually really important to the review. So it's called, "While this may not be the worst, I hate animal sport flicks."
Fair enough. No, you know what? Fair enough. Like, that's a valid thing to hate. It's not like when someone's like, "I hate that meme," and it's like, you just hate things that are popular. This is like, no, that's a bad genre. I'll get behind that.
First the dog plays basketball,
correct?
Then football,
correct?
Then soccer,
correct?
Then baseball with a raccoon.
I feel like that was after MVP, but go on.
Now we have a monkey playing hockey, a sequel where the same monkey skateboards, and according to this website, there is a third DTV movie starring the horrible primate on the way. So this is
wow, oh my god.
DTV, of course, being direct-to-video. Am I the only person on the planet who detests animal sport movies? I watched this on Disney Channel when there was nothing on, and it was so predictable. I was actually telling the movie what to do. Okay, old man, could you, like, die in the next 5 seconds, please? Ah, thanks.
They're like, this person's claiming that they made it happen.
Yeah. Could the evil coach object to a monkey playing hockey only to be reprimanded because there's no rule against monkeys playing hockey? Wow, thanks for that. Sheesh. For some reason, they decided to...
Sheesh! It's ahead of his time.
Yeah. For some reason, they decided to throw in a deaf girl plot, but then they throw in another dumb earbud cliche by having a smart villain and a dumb sidekick looking for the monkey so they can experiment on her.
An earbud cliche. Like, that's older than the 21st century. Oh, yeah. Cliche.
And also, the deaf girl plot is like...
The best part of the movie. We'll talk about it.
Could someone write a script, please? A really odd scene is where the cool girl, if there is such a thing in the fifth grade... passes out birthday invitations to all the kids in class. The deaf girl gets all mopey. Suddenly the cool girl starts throwing these invitations in the air and they go everywhere and the whole thing is in slow motion. Now, later on in the film says the deaf girl wasn't invited. Well, if the cool girl was just throwing them for people to pick up, it doesn't seem like they were personalized. Also, she clearly states that everyone can come. Love so why this. Didn't the deaf girl just grab one and show up for the party? Because she didn't hear her say that.
Yeah. Like, this is the best. This is good podcast notes for criticizing this movie.
It's not like the cool girl can turn away a whimpering deaf kid.
This is...
Anyway, here are the top 5 ideas for the future of animal sport flicks.
Okay.
Their very own Continue the Franchise, right, if nice. You will. A segment where we pitch and continue. I should stick around for the end of the podcast for that.
Coming up in about 10 minutes.
A giraffe plays volleyball and can always spike it.
Have you seen a giraffe swing its neck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be used in a sport maybe.
A polar bear is adopted by a middle school dodgeball team.
That's a good idea.
The last remaining dodo takes up archery.
Okay. Well, now we're getting fantastical.
Yeah, well, now we're getting quite low on our old friend the earbud plausibility scale, which we will be revisiting in just a moment. Some wacky seals try out for Canadian Water Polo League. A one-legged cat competes in the Olympic track event. Mm. Do I sound sarcastic?
Yes.
Good.
Good.
MVP may not suck the big donkey, but it is not anything special by any stretch of the mind. 2 out of 4 stars.
I mean, I also would probably rate it that, if not lower. However, can we talk about the deaf girl?
Yes.
So I thought this was a very touching element of the story, and we have watched not just a lot of sports animals flicks, as this guy put it, but also a lot of animal comes into the family and makes the family better.
Yeah, kind of films. Despite not being a good animal.
Yeah, this is, I think, one of the stronger examples of that. I think that it's different when it's a Beethoven movie and it's like Judge Reinhold's a piece of shit, but now a Saint Bernard's come to fuck up his whole day. It's like that. It's just and the family gets better. This is like someone with an affliction and someone with a genuine, like, isolating problem. Who meets a monkey that knows sign language. If anything, it doesn't need the ice hockey thing. The character who plays ice
Godzilla
hockey.
Godzilla vs. Kong.
Is it? How so?
Deaf girl monkey.
Oh, it is too. It is too. And I thought that, like, it's genuinely, like, borderline effective in some scenes where she's connected with this monkey. I did look up the actress and she's not deaf in real life, and it's very troubling because she does, like, the deaf voice in it a few times, more times than the character.
I thought you were gonna be, it's very troubling because she's still pretending to be.
No, I think, and like, this was 2000, so it's like this probably wouldn't happen now, but it is troubling to watch this girl do the voice and it be like someone had to coach this girl. Yeah. Hey, deaf people sound like this. And so that was a bit of a, like, kind of thing. Yeah. And I also think that this kind of connection is what the sequels lacked.
Yeah.
Which is why MVP is not only the best MVP movie, I think I prefer it to any of the Ear Bud movies from memory.
Yeah.
It's also more we'll get, maybe this could lead in.
Yeah.
It's more plausible that a monkey could play ice hockey.
Yeah, because you shave it, you wouldn't notice the difference.
sure thing.
Yeah, so in the Air Bud episode, we talked about, you found an article, right, that was like the Air Bud plausibility scale, and it was this guy that ranked the movies based on how plausible they seemed. I mean, I think that, like, there's less filmmaking trickery going on in this because, like, you can train a chimpanzee to do quite a lot. Like, there's that hospital show where it was, like, monkeys in a hospital. Did you ever see that?
Monkeys in a hospital, of course.
Do you actually know what I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, there, it was, like, some hospital show. It was, I think it was, like, the episode was, like, 5 minutes long.
Wow.
And, yeah, all the characters were played by monkeys. But, yeah, like, they can be trained and to actually do things. And, yeah, I think there's obviously filmic trickery going on. And ice hockey is, like, a famously violent sport. Mm. And so you probably wouldn't put a monkey in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Same with
Air Bud playing football. American football. It's like, if I'm playing ice hockey against a monkey and my coach is like, go for the fucking monkey, I'm like, I'm not. No.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the monkey alone. I'm leaving this precious specimen
of
the primate kingdom alone.
Yeah. But what do you think of its plausibility? It's higher than Air Bud.
It's higher than Air Bud, although they did teach the dog how to do basic basketball stuff.
Yeah, you can teach any dog how to do that.
They didn't teach them for the other sports, though. Yeah. The other sports is pure filmmakery trickery.
Yeah, especially when he's like holding a baseball bat.
Yeah.
That was the lowest one.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember.
Like volleyball is like, just hit it to him last, and he'll... You know, hit it over the fence, over the net. But yeah, baseball, that's insane.
They're just throwing a softball towards a dog. Okay, here's my answer to your question. How plausible do I think it is? I spent all of these movies watching them by myself in somewhat of a dazed stupor, thinking to myself, man, monkeys are amazing.
Yeah.
Monkeys are crazy.
Yeah.
Is that actually the monkey? Like, I was in such a, like, I wasn't stoned, but I should have been, you know? Because watch, like, there are shots where there's a monkey with Jack, and I don't think you should call him a monkey. I think a chimp and a monkey are different. Is that right?
I should have known this would come up.
You look it up, I'll keep talking. He's, like, skating out, and I was watching it, and I was like, that's clearly actually a chimp.
Sorry. Is a chimp a monkey? She's not sure she understands. Oh. No, you heard me right.
like, it's this monkey, this chimp, ice skating out on the rink, and it's like, it's clearly actually a chimp doing these things, and you see it hit the puck, and you see it do all sorts of things, and it's like...
It's an ape, but not a monkey.
There you
Monkeys
go.
Have tails.
Right. Yes, that's right. I don't know. I just thought it was genuinely intriguing. And when I messaged you, I was like, you're good to MC the MVP episode. You're like, yep. I was like, you got to find out what's up with that monkey, man. You got to find out what it's doing. Can it do this shit? And what happened? You couldn't find it.
It doesn't exist.
the monkey doesn't exist.
It's pretty well documented that you can train like chimpanzees like pretty well to do these things and to act and whatnot. The only kind of like interesting piece of like how did they achieve this is in the second one. And so if you want to move on, we can
God,
get
how
closer
long have
to that.
We been talking
20 minutes.
Oh yeah,
yeah, this will be a short one.
Okay,
yeah,
good for the sponsor.
yeah like get to that sponsor nice and quick.
What you're all here for.
MVP 2, most vertical primate.
Sorry, I'm talking about our podcast sponsor with as much as someone who's just got their first podcast sponsor. Like, whenever I listen to other podcasts, they never talk about the sponsor, but I feel like it's very clear that we've just got our first one. Anyway, sorry, most vertical primate.
Yeah, this came out in 2001, also directed by Robert Vince. According to... I didn't tell you what MVP is, Roddy T's. What do you think it would have?
20.
Exactly right.
Nice.
And
I did it, everyone.
And what about MVP 2?
20.
No, according to Wikipedia, it has 3 reviews, all negative, which isn't enough to warrant a critic score, but it would be 0. What's MVP 2 about?
What is it about? So Jack is living in Alcimian. He's got a little brother named Louis. What happens? There's like a dwindling ice hockey team back in mainland Canada. And they're like, you know what we need? We need Jack. Remember that chimp from a year ago that got famous for playing ice hockey? Yeah. That's who we need. And so they sort of put a call out to try and find Jack, who is like on the news. Everyone's like, where's Jack gone? And Jack is clearly feeling like, oh man, I wish I still had those glory days. Or at least that's what I presume the monkey is.
Like. Yeah, to clarify as well, the monkey doesn't talk at any point. Unless, correct.
And how does Jack get into the city this time? It's some kind of illegal means. I just can't remember what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Human trafficking, but with a chimp.
Is it?
No, what is it?
Are they all on a train and he gets lost or something like that?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah? He ends up in, what city is this one set in? Like Vancouver or something like that? And the sort of main crux of the story is that there is this little boy who's run away from home and he likes skateboarding. And he forms a bond with not only Jack, who shows up and learns how to skateboard, but also with Al Borland from Home Improvement, who also showed up in multiple Air Bud movies, I believe. So he's back. And it's sort of about this kid practicing for this skateboard competition while Jack also learns how to skateboard, and also Jack is also being sought out to play ice hockey again.
Yeah.
It's probably more still about ice hockey.
Yeah, it's weird, eh? Yeah. And then, he wins the big one.
Yeah. And who are these villains as well, but I can't remember.
Yeah, and then Bob Burnquist shows up.
Does he?
Who's like, he's the Chris Christopherson to Tony Hawk's Johnny Cash.
There's fucking analogies, man. I don't know what you mean.
He was one of Tony Hawk's, like, he's an unlockable character in like every Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game until a certain point when he was licensed to another one. Anyway.
Oh, so he's the skateboarder who can't act in it.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a legit skateboarder.
Right, and it's like a hilariously bad
wooden and it's like, if you call Tony Hawk and he goes, no.
No.
A chimp? No. And then the second person you call is Bob Burnquist.
Right. Okay.
Maybe called Bam Margera as well. But
bad for the brand.
Yeah. Wow. Still tied into to Bam Margera. So the kind of the most interesting thing about this movie is that the majority of the skating scenes were actually performed by Wee Man from Jackass in a gorilla costume.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the type of trivia I needed for the first MVP. Is that also Wee Man playing ice hockey? That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. It kind of breaks the magic, doesn't it? Now I'm like, oh, well, what else is it?
It's like a lot of the close-ups are obviously him, and I imagine the monkey would have been no stranger to a skateboard during filming, but a lot of the wide shots, you know, you wouldn't put a monkey on there for obvious reasons.
There's a scene in this movie where the little boy and Jack are sitting there after Jack's just learned how to skate, basically.
Yeah.
And they're sitting there, and they've each got a big bottle of Pepsi each, and they're just guzzling Pepsi.
Yeah, this episode was brought to you by Pepsi.
And then there's a close up shot of the kid, and it cuts between a close up of the kid and Jack. And on the close up of the kid, he's clearly holding a bottle of Coke. And then Jack's still holding Pepsi. Cut back to wide, they're both holding Pepsi. And I was like, that's so interesting that like. They mustn't have got permission from either Coke or Pepsi. It's like not a.
Well, yeah, maybe they filmed it both ways and said like, "Who wants to sponsor us?"
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Or maybe you can't be both. You can't have both sponsor you, can you?
No, you wouldn't.
Because then it also feels like a breach of the agreement they would have had with the sponsor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They showed the very recognizable competitor in it.
It's like in or maybe it was like in Sonic the Hedgehog where like in the trailer, the scene in the bar, all the cans are like blank. And then in the movie they have the Corona logo CGI'd onto them.
Onto them, not off. They don't want to get rid of the Corona Association. Yeah, yeah.
No, no, it's like they filmed it with blank cans.
Right.
Or it might have been that they filmed it with the Corona cans and then CGI'd them out for the trailer. But yeah, it very much feels like they haven't decided yet who the sponsors will be. Same thing when they announced the PS5, the remote for it had four blank buttons at the bottom. And it's like Netflix, YouTube, and Disney Plus is one of them, and it was like clearly they hadn't worked out like who was paying the most money to get a button that goes directly to their platform.
Interesting. So
maybe they actually like filmed with Coke and then Pepsi paid them more money and they forgot to CGI that one shot.
Damn CGI, they're CGIing in MVP2 from 2001. so what did you think of MVP2, Most Vertical Primate?
What did I think? I this is one of the longest agos I've watched the movies we've ever recorded. I watched these in a 12-hour period a week ago.
It's not exactly the same, but it's been a couple of days for me as well.
I think I liked it more than the first one.
Really?
Nah, probably not.
No, it doesn't have the sweet, like, death
girl
plot.
You're right. Yeah, it was bad. That's probably my least favorite.
That's what it's like watching these movies. I would argue that the most vertical primate is not Jack, but any of the human characters.
Wow.
Because they are just standing, which is objectively more vertical than how high a monkey usually is standing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my hot take. What happens to him in the end? He gets shipped back to Al Simeon again?
And then he's like just living at home in the third one.
I
never quite understood like how the films end and then tie into the start of the next one.
Right.
It's not as like linear as it should be.
Yeah, sure. Because Louis, his little brother, winds up in Vancouver or wherever the movie's set as well.
Yeah.
And ends up being mistaken for Jack, and there's a whole point where he's put on the hockey team and they're like, this fucking dumb monkey can't play sport. What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then it turns out they were mistaking him for Jack. And it's very, because the movie starts and I was like, I don't know which one of these is Jack.
Yeah.
And which one's
Louis. You think they all look the same?
Do you know what? I think all chimpanzees look the same.
Chimpanzees. Chimpanzees nuts.
This is the least we've ever had to talk about a franchise.
It is. Well, that's why people
voted for it.
Yeah, that's why people join, because they're not looking for discussion about the film. They're looking for that sweet banter and that sweet taste of a nice bowl of cold brew.
Do we cut to the commercial? Okay. Hey, Richard, before I'm just going to interrupt you, buddy. All right. Before you keep going, I want to tell you a little bit about Wildberry Lodge Coffee Company, who are once again sponsoring Cold Popture on this episode.
Oh, you don't need to tell me about Wildberry Lodge. I already know all about them.
Yeah. Do you want to tell me? You haven't got the ad read in front of you. So do you want to tell me all about it?
It's a Christchurch company.
Yes.
And they make cold brew.
Yes.
And cold brew is a process of making coffee where it's done over hours and days rather than minutes. Mm. And that slower process really helps to take out some of those kind of more bitter notes.
Correct.
So a lot of people who drink cold brew often find they don't need to sweeten it or put it, put milk in it. Mm. But of course, if you do want to have milk or cream, Wildberry Lodge, recommends like using something like oat milk, to kind of you take off that edge.
Yeah.
If you're not too much of a coffee drinker.
Yeah. So this year I am freelancing. I quit my job to go full-time podcaster. But when I was working last year, and whenever I have had a job, this is my process. I get on the bus in the morning. I go to the area of town where I work. I get off and I always would buy a pie and a V-iced coffee, which Mulberry Lodge Coffee Company is only available to our New Zealand listeners. I don't need to explain what V-iced coffee is, because you already know. But it's bad for your guts, right? Mm-hmm. I would spend every day feeling like shit because I downed a very unhealthy iced coffee drink. And I hated it. And then I switched to an iced coffee, and it was way better. And so I love cold brew. Mm-hmm. I love cold brew. I was so glad when we were reached out to ask to if they could sponsor us. It was an honor. Because I love coffee and I love cold brew coffee, and I cannot function without some form of coffee. And so it was awesome to be able to get a really cool sponsor like this, and who actually gave us some of their delicious cold brew coffee.
We're drinking some right now.
And you, the listener, can also, if you're in New Zealand, you can enjoy this cold brew coffee as well, which is, by the way, dairy-free, vegan, and sugar-free. I nearly said vegan-free, with no preservatives. It's just coffee and water. And if you, they have two available products. You can get the classic cold brew coffee, which is $5, and there's 2 servings per bottle, or you can get the cold brew concentrate, which is $10 and 5 servings per bottle. If you are a Cultpopsia subscriber and you go to wildberrylodge.coffee and use the discount code CULTPOPSIA50 at checkout, this entitles you to 50% off orders of 6 classics or concentrates. That's CULTPOPTURE 50, CULTPOPSIA 50.
And they're also, you don't have to buy 6 of one and half a dozen of the other, as they say. You can mix and match, but you just have to buy a minimum of 6 bottles, I believe.
Correct. And there is also a subscription service for those of you who want someone else to do the coffee thinking for you. So get on that. For more info or to order your coffee today, head to wildberrylodge.coffee and remember to use discount code CULTPOPSIA50 to get 50% off of orders of 6 classics or concentrates. I'm like a real podcaster.
You're right. Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Here's the problem with MVP as a franchise, and I'm not saying it was the wrong choice. I'm saying here's the issue with you patrons, people paying me, is that, yes, it's funny to make us watch dumb franchises. Of course it is. I get it. I get the joke. You know, it's like I don't get the joke.
Yeah.
However, there are 17 earbuds.
Yeah.
There are 3 of these. Arguably 4th, but I got in trouble for saying that.
We'll get into that, I guess, in continue the franchise.
And so the problem with this is I don't think any of them are that ridiculous. I don't think are that... I don't know. There's something... There's an X factor missing that was assumed that it would be here for this
movie. Yeah, and I think... Yeah, I mean, obviously the third film brings in an X factor.
Extreme factor.
Yeah, yeah, like literally the letter X in the title.
Yeah.
And yeah, I know that there are patrons out there that are like really looking forward to this episode, being like, there's going to be so much to talk about. And it's like, I mean, there's not really. I'm sorry.
Here's an episode of the podcast where we talk about how the podcast doesn't always work and the format itself. We've even
got this, like, this, you know, back and forth that can only come from being in the same room, and we're wasting on MVP. We're going to record some other stuff while we're here, so, you know, look out for that.
Yeah. We tried to get a guest on this episode.
Yes, that would have helped a lot. Looking at the recording space now, imagine having a guest in here.
No, I don't know how we would have done it. We tried to get, maybe we should have got like drunk or something. Yeah. Like this is.
We should have got a monkey.
Welcome to our second ever sponsored episode.
Yeah.
Where we talk about how bad our podcast is. Not the second time we've done that. The second time we've been sponsored. Because I'm trying, guys. I'm trying to deliver that banter for you. And hopefully,
I can see it in his eyes.
Whenever I listen back to an episode when I'm editing it, I'm always like, this is way better than I thought it was when we recorded. So hopefully that's happening here. But I have almost nothing else to say about MVP 2, Most Vertical Primate.
Yeah.
Have you ever skateboarded?
No. I you know those, like, they call them hoverboards. But you know, it's like 2 wheels and they, you know, you tilt yourself forward and backwards and you move. It's like an electronic thing, you know?
Yeah, I know what it
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You look at me very confused.
Sorry. No, I know what it is.
Yeah, I'm real good on one of those.
Oh, really?
My old job, I was like, you know, cabling, and we got given one of those because we were supposed to give it away as a prize. And then, like, there was a couple of like accidents and stuff like that, and they were like, okay, well, these are too unsafe to give away. So we just used it, and I got quite good, and I would like be cabling behind the cameraman, like zipping around back and forth,
Richard,
on this thing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I briefly went at the turn of my adolescence, wanted to become a skater boy. I got my hands on a skateboard, and I was like, I'm gonna be a skater.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to learn how to do it. And I have a memory of the board itself being very stiff, like it wouldn't really bend with, you know, yeah. if I tried to lean on it. And I remember going to a school with my dad on the weekend for him to try and teach me how to skate. And I just had this memory in my mind of my, at the time, pretty overweight father skateboarding across the school court and like leaning on it and watching as the board completely like fixed. Like the problem with the board was completely fixed because of my dad, like you know, wearing it. It's like the time, I don't know if I should bring this up. One time Dave Correos like was like, you got any shirts that are too small for you? And I was like, yeah, a couple. He's like, give them here. And he just put them on and did a bunch of stretches. It was like that. And then I briefly got into skating when I first started high school, but I didn't get into it. And I couldn't have ever seen myself going to a skate park and like being in front of people.
Yeah, hard. I filmed a couple of skate competitions back in the day. And they're quite fun to film. But I was more of a BMX kid.
Really?
I would go down to
scooter kid, to be honest.
Yeah, I had well. But you know, like on Sawyer's House Road, it's like a mound of dirt, but that's like shaped. Do you know what I mean?
The mound of dirt.
Yeah. Do you actually know what I mean?
Yeah, the mound of dirt. Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
I know what you're talking about. The Sawyer's Arms Road mound of dirt.
Every time you say that, I think, oh, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. He sounds so genuine. And then you're like, yeah, the fucking dumbing down of dirt. Like, you're taking the piss out of me. But yeah, I used to go there sometimes with all my BMX.
Nice.
And just ride around. I was never like, you know, super good, but it's
Where's
fun.
The BMX monkey movie?
Yeah.
It seems obvious.
There's Matt Hoffman starring
Hoffman's MXP.
Yeah. They get pro BMX and Matt Hoffman to direct MXP.
All right.
That killed a few minutes. That was good.
Have you ever done the ice hockey?
No, I have been ice skating once, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. Genuinely,
I've been ice skating a couple of times and was like, this is not something I'm able to do.
Yeah, I went there, this is a really personal story. I went there with a girl I really liked, her boyfriend, and this other girl. And it was like, immediately got out there, it was super busy, and I was like, I'm not comfortable doing this kind of thing. And fell over a couple of times. Her boyfriend like would make, he was a dick, made fun of me, and I was like, I'm not having fun. And so I took myself off the ice and I just sat there. I was like, you know, whatever, I'm fine sitting here. And then a little while later, the DJ comes on over the loudspeaker and is like, all right, everyone, we've got a guy, Richard, here who doesn't want to like get on the ice, so we're gonna play his favorite song to like try and get him out.
What the
and,
hell?
Because the girls had like gone and told him.
Oh, my nightmare is the girl I liked saying, come on, dance with me.
Yeah.
I know.
It's going to be
weird and I'm not going to do it.
They played Lights and Sounds by Yellow Card because they were just like, have you got any Yellow Card? They played this and like it was mortifying. One of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me.
Richard.
And so I was like, I'm not going on the ice, especially now that everyone's like looking at me. I'm not going to do it. And so I just stood there halfway through, so I turned it off. He's like, well, he's not going to do it, so we're not going to play a song.
Sounds like he was on your side eventually.
Well, and then when the DJ was leaving, he like came out and was like, oh, what are you still sitting there for? And like was giving me shit. And I was like, fuck off. Like,
you've ruined my life.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was like, I would have been like year 9 or 10, so I would have been like 13, 14,
right.
Something like that. Yeah, anyway, that was one of the worst experiences of my life.
Nice. I don't have a better ice skating story. All right, so initially I was like, it's really annoying that the first one is ice hockey, and then the second one is skateboarding, and then the third one's just snowboarding. It's still skateboarding. Like,
yeah.
It's so
well, no, it's just a combination of the first two.
Then I realized that it's a combination of the first two, and now I'm at peace.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I can die.
Yeah.
The third film, MXP, Most Extreme Primate.
With an X.
Yeah. Well, extreme always has an X.
You're right. It's true.
It doesn't have an E. It only has one E. No, two E's. So it's supposed to have three.
Yes.
What's MXP about?
Okay, so... it's a Home Alone 2 Lost in New York situation where Jax Kira is taking all the chimps to Mexico for a holiday. Mm. But Jack gets mixed up at the airport and ends up getting a plane which inexplicably takes him to another Canadian province.
Yeah.
The only world that is for, you know, Jack probably doesn't even know there's somewhere outside of the greater Americas.
Where he meets future President Joe Biden.
Does he?
No, but it's a timeline too. So
oh, sorry. I get it. I'm sorry. I was like, Joe Biden could be in MXP. Yeah. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. I don't know enough about Home Alone 2. That's the only thing I know about it.
I was waiting for this. I was like, I'm not going to not bring up Home Alone 2, but I know he's going to make a Home Alone 2 dig. So he gets there and he finds two brothers, and there's an older brother and a younger brother. Their dad's away for the weekend. Mm. And the younger brother is like sort of this unpopular, very shy, but he's passionate about snowboarding. Yeah. And the older brother
is the fucking man.
He has this voice.
Yeah.
And the voice is like, if you're not putting this voice on, this is insane. Yeah. Because the voice he has is like, how's it going, little dad? Yeah. Like, it's genuinely that. It's like that. Character like archetype, it's that but without the nuance.
Yeah, there's a bit where he goes, I'm gonna go munch on some amateurs.
Yeah it's
which
so
means munch on some sandwiches. Munch on some amateurs.
And so the monkey sort of Jack sort of stalks this little kid for a little bit, and then is like, hey, I'm here, let's snowboard together. So they learn to snowboard. All the while, someone's looking for the chimp. All the while, there's a
pop punk soundtrack,
and another B story where there's these two dumb villains who like screwed up a heist.
Well, one of them's dumb. Right, they stole that from Ebbo.
They're right, of course. And they screwed up a heist for like a mob boss, so now they're trying to steal the chimp. Eventually it gets to them trying to steal.
Well, yeah, there's a bit where they're like, they're reading a magazine about the chimp.
Yeah.
And then they see him and they go, oh my God, that's him.
Yeah.
And it's like,
because all chimps look different.
Yeah.
They can tell.
Yeah.
And it's the most racist of the three films.
Yeah,
because
there's a lot of
the
Mexican
villain,
cultural appropriation.
And the villains do accent work when they get called by the mob boss. They pretend to be an Indian restaurant.
That's right.
And do an Indian accent, which I was like, oof. It's crazy the stuff that you thought was okay to put in a kids movie in 2004. Yeah. You know, or 2016 for all I knew watching it. So they find Jack after he wins this contest. There's the equivalent snowboarder to the skateboarder who can't act from the first film, from the second film, sorry, who awards the main character. It's the same film, same thing. It's just more racist and a little bit more snow, but there's already a lot of snow in the others anyway.
Yeah.
There's a part where the main character is like snowboarding on this mountain for the first time, and he gets lost and he snowboards off a cliff and like hits into a tree, which narrowly stops him from plummeting to his death.
Yeah.
And I grew cold watching this scene, Richard, because have you ever had a situation like that where you realize how close you were to dying? Have you ever had anything like that?
Yeah, there's one time at an ice skating rink.
Yeah. Dying of embarrassment.
Yeah.
I've had moments where like I've thought I could like, I remember, I've never told anyone this story. I think I must have been like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I was at a place, but I was at a place. My mum was doing an errand and I sort of went wandering, and the place was on the back of a, like an industrial park.
Yeah.
And there was this massive bank that led down to the concrete.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I'm going to go check that out. And I remember sitting on the edge of this bank and thinking, I'll like butt shuffle my way down.
Yeah.
And I remember looking down and realizing I will die if I, and like I'm in prime position to jump off, and realizing, no, I'm not going to make it if I do that. And it was sort of reminded me of that. And in the film, it's treated like, oh, I got lost and I nearly fell. And they're like, oh, you should watch out for that. And it comes up later in the film. But I was like, that'd be so fucking scary. I'd be shaking. I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't tell anyone. I wouldn't be able to move. You know, it's so scary.
Yeah. I have
it's the scariest MVP movie.
Yeah. I have a few near-death experiences. I've probably talked about it in the pocket. There's obviously like during the earthquake, I remember thinking, I'm going to die here.
Yeah.
And then, so when I got run over by a car, I was like, This is it.
Mm.
But it was like, ugh, here
we go. God. I nearly got run over by a car because I was reading a Blockbuster video brochure in like 2003 and crossed What's the road? You know,
you're like, oh, there's a new MVP coming next year.
You know, Papanui Road.
Yeah.
And you get to the T and there's another road going that way towards like QE2? Redwood. No, towards Redwood. QE2 is off this road. What road is that? It's a main road.
Main North Road.
Main North Road.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just walked across Main North Road reading a brochure without realizing. Yeah. Like, I knew it was weird when I remember it. I knew I was crossing a road, but I didn't then make the connection. You have to look both ways before crossing the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember my dad was in front of me and turned around and like screamed my name at me as this car like skidded to a halt.
Jesus.
Like maybe like three, 4 feet away from me.
Yeah.
Anyway,
A
lot of tangents of this episode. Yeah. I hope this is what you're here for.
I almost got hit. Well, there was one day at work. There was three of us on, and one of the guys went to get lunch, and he was standing at this intersection, and then he hears like these screams, and there is a bus hurtling towards this group of people that he's standing in. He gets out of the way, and yeah, it was like somewhat they didn't put the handbrake on or something like that, and this bus had like it was going down Victoria Street. It's going down Victoria Street, which and so it's like if it hadn't stopped because there was roadworks going on, so there were like these like concrete barricades, and it was on a slight angle. But if it had missed those, it would have gone straight into like Countdown or like into Farmers on Queen Street, because it would you can't stop a fucking bus that's going down quite a steep thing. But yeah, ran over this pram. This woman had a pram, and the bus ran over, and like this woman was like screaming, like, my baby's under there. No one died. The baby was fine. But like this guy, he came back from work, and because it ended up being, you know, working in a newsroom, and it ended up being the lead story that night. But he came back and he was like visibly shaken, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Pale. And we were like, dude, like go home if you want, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then like, so we kind of took over his work a little bit, and then just so he could like have a bit to compose himself. And then I went out to get lunch, and I was walking across the road, and this car like went to run a red light and like slammed on the brakes, like screeched, and like stopped like right in front of me. Like if I was like 4 or 5 centimeters in front of me, he would have like taken out my leg, kind of thing.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God. And they messaged the third guy that was working. I was like, don't go get lunch.
Like,
wow. Yeah.
That is pretty crazy. I remember once being in like 2009 being on Rickerton Road outside Westfield. And my brother like was talking to one of our mutual friends, and he like sort of like did a, you know, he was reacting to something and like took a couple steps back and nearly got like movie, like Final Destination style hit by the
meet
bus.
Meet Joe Black.
Yeah, yeah. Meet Joe Black by the bus. Because you know how close the bus is? You know the bus stop that used to be outside Rickerton Mall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that bus would like go right up to the curb at like 20 k's an hour, like stopping at a halt. And so like he would have been killed. Like, straight up. And I remember at the time it not being that big of a deal. I think it, like, maybe, like, hit the hood on his hoodie.
Yeah, you know,
that's how close it was to him.
Yeah.
It was too close. They need to be more careful. Every time a bus does that in Christchurch,
they get fucking
I'm like,
close, yeah.
You're going to kill someone.
Yeah.
Some chimp. MXP.
Yeah, or you could crash into a car as well. Like, my first car was parked on a side street in Ponsonby outside my work on Fitzroy Street. Yeah, it's like a very, if for those of you who know Fitzroy Street, it's a very narrow street.
It's very narrow street.
And yeah, this bus like went away from its like route, and it smashed the side of my car. It was just parked there. I was flying down to Christchurch that night, and I got back. I was fucking annoyed. I was supposed to be finishing at 5. I normally finish work at 6. Supposed to be finishing at 5, but the producer was like, "Oh, you need to go to set." Like essentially, just to be like, it's not as clean as it could be. You need to finish cleaning it. And I got there and it was like, it there was nothing wrong. And she was like, oh yeah, I guess it looked worse before. I was like, okay, well let's head back. And then I got back and my car was destroyed. And I was like, I should have left already.
Wow.
And so I always had it out for Kiara after that. But yeah, my car was destroyed, but the bus driver was still there. And he was like, oh, and I was like, what the fuck happened? And he's like, oh, yeah, this fucking Indian guy, like, going on next to me. Like, he said that he's like, he said he would pay for it. Cause he said he's like a prince or something. He was like, but he was like, oh, you know what they're like and all this stuff. I'm like, shut the fuck up. but his excuses were, he said to me, he's like, yeah, like, oh, he's like, buses are really hard to drive. And I was like, that's why you get a special license for it. I was like, this is your only job, is to not crash into things. You get, like, you got a special classes to learn not to do this.
In 2014, I was on Waimari Road.
I know it well.
Just next to Bush Inn.
Of course.
And I was on my scooter. Yeah. And I was waiting. And you know how in Bush Inn, there's a driveway you exit from onto Waimari Road? And I'm waiting at the in traffic on my scooter. It's about 5 p.m., so the sunlight is like quite strong. It's like, you know, when you drive and the sunlight's in your eyes kind of thing.
Yeah, and when you say scooter, you're talking about like a moped.
And this car very slowly comes out of the Bush Inn driveway onto Waimari Road, and I watch it as it very slowly runs over my front wheel. Because he couldn't see me because of the sunlight. And it was one of those things where, like, the entire time I was just staring at this car, and not until he hit me did I think I needed to say anything.
Hmm.
Because I was like, you can see me. You're just getting too close. Whatever. It's like you're just waiting for an in. Or you want me to let you
in. A bush in.
Yeah, a bush in. Or a push in. and then he ran me over, and he thankfully pulled over.
Yeah.
Because he could have just left and I wouldn't have been able to do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't move the scooter off the road, and some guy like helped me lift it. And then the guy tried to claim, when we like asked for him to pay for it, he tried to claim that I was like in a spot on the road that is designated for people exiting driveways. And it's like, no. Like, maybe courteously I could have been a bit back, but I wasn't being not courteous. I just misjudged.
It's more courteous to not hit other vehicles.
Correct.
I mean, that's kind of what happened when I had my accident on Dominion Road outside the Burger King. I was going straight. It was it had been raining. I saw this car come out. I was like, he's not gonna see me. So I slammed on the brakes, my vehicle slipped sideways, and then I slid under the vehicle.
I've fallen off my scooter as well, but both of those happen on Rickerton Road and Waimari Road, which I've already brought up, and it wouldn't be funny to mention them. I've already used those street names.
This is a fantastic tangent. This is great. I can tell the story of my other vehicles that have been ridden off.
Mm.
I've had like 5 vehicles in the last like 4 or 5 years.
We were already talking about how we were pressed for time, recording an already pretty short episode.
That's right, yeah, we were.
So maybe let's circle back around to MXP.
Okay.
What did you think of MXP?
MXP I watched in quite a good circumstance, and so it'll be good. There'll be people waiting to listen to this episode because I watched the movie with them,
right?
Dan from Hawaii, Dan Connell, who is one of the main people, you know, behind the push for April. He hosts these movie nights, and he did MXP for one, so that was why I rushed to watch the first two within a 12-hour period, so that I could join the group watch for the third film. And it was fun just having this group chat going along with it, and you know, making fun of it and stuff like that. And so it's definitely the most enjoyable like watch for me, but it's purely because of that, you know. And so I find it hard to judge, because also the other two are just ice hockey and then a little bit of skateboarding, whereas this one feels different. And so it's the easiest one to kind of rank or like review distinctively from the other two. It's a good group watch movie.
You're gonna ask why I wasn't on the group watch.
Why weren't you there?
I wasn't there, Richard, because for some reason I just didn't know about it. Like, you never specifically. I know it was mentioned in the Discord. Yeah. I just must have missed it. And when I saw you watching them real fast, I was like, what's he doing?
Yeah.
So I started watching them because you were watching. and I didn't know a group watch was happening till it was midway through.
Because you said something to me and I was like, oh, I can't. I'm watching MXP with Dan and the guys. Not all guys, but guys are gender neutral.
And chimps.
Yeah. That's like a Gen X, like, good evening, guys and chimps.
just abhorrently sexist. Yeah. Like, what else could you be meaning?
Yeah, it's Yeah, so that was fun, and yeah, maybe we'll see you at the next one.
Yeah, if I find out about it. Well, they want to do a Barbie movie, and I'm like, can we not do a Barbie movie?
Yeah.
I'll watch a Barbie
movie. The Barbie movie was for the, like, is not necessarily affiliated with, like, his normal group watch.
Yeah.
This is just a specific, yeah, join the Discord, and you can join our our watch of the Barbie Diaries.
Which will happen at some point.
Which will happen at some point, yeah.
What does this one have? Like, what's the Rotten Tomatoes situation?
What would you guess it is?
13%. Yeah.
No, it doesn't have any reviews from critics.
No one saw this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what's a... Here's a fun thing to bring up. I've listened to a podcast about MXP before.
Oh, yeah?
There's a podcast that I don't always listen to this one, but I listen to, like, the parent podcast of this one. It's a podcast called Do Go On. It's an Australian podcast. It's one. It's like one of the, my three podcasts that I actively listen to.
Yeah. What are the other ones?
The Weekly Planet and Last Podcast on the Left and Cold Popshire. And sometimes Two in the Think Tank and sometimes Cold Popshire. Actually, sometimes Book Cheat. It's all run by the same sort of people.
Yeah,
like, Last Podcast on the Left is the only American podcast I listen to. And they, so Matt Stewart, who's one of the hosts of Do Go On, who I've talked to a couple of times, not enough to ask him to be a guest on this episode, but I was like...
Thank God we don't, because he wouldn't have known any of these streets.
No.
I hope that someone, if I was listening to this, I would be Google mapping along with the episode, and
no,
I hope that someone
idea.
Is.
Yeah, yeah. He has another podcast called Primates, where he watches monkey movies.
Yeah.
And they did an episode of... what happened was, I knew this podcast goes on. I know it happens. I know they do the MVP move. They did them one at a time over the course of a year and a half, right? They'd revisit the MVP series.
Film franchise, 18 months.
Yeah. And I was alerted to this because one of the guys from Two in the Think Tank retweeted us. Mm. This was about a year ago, and was like, hey, at Matt Stewart, someone beat us to it. And he was talking about a tweet we'd done during the Earbud season where we'd tweeted at Robert Vince, hello, can we interview you?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is Andy Matthews from Two in the Think Tank, someone I've never talked to. Why is he following me on Twitter? Like, why is he tweeting us? And I looked into it and I was like, oh, they did MXP. And I listened to this MXP episode where they talk so much about Robert Vince as a concept, you know, and make like very similar jokes that we had made a year earlier and all that sort of thing. And it was very surreal to think like
they copied us.
Yeah, but also like
after like it's 5 years now of us copying other people's jokes, to have someone do it to us.
It's weird to think that there is another Australasian podcast that has an extended segment where they joke about a man named Robert Vince who directed a bunch of animals playing sport movies. And I just thought that was so interesting. And we did get in touch a little bit. Again, not these are all people who I'd love to have on as guests, but haven't quite reached a point of being able to contact them that way yet. So I listened to this episode to like see if maybe they mentioned us. Like I was like, maybe they tweeted, like looked to tweet him on the podcast but they didn't. And it was cool. It was a cool episode. I vaguely remember some of the stuff they talked about.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Robert Vince. Have your thoughts changed on him?
Not at all. In fact, his presence hasn't felt as much in the MVP.
Yeah. Movies. Yeah. You don't really get the sense that he's a puppy murdering.
Is he a
No.
What are you talking about? We can't put that in the episode.
I was going to say you should bleep it, but...
Or I will.
Yeah. Just beep.
He is a puppy murderer, though. Listen to our Earbud episode to find out more about that.
Yeah.
Spoilers for that episode are Snow Buddies does not have the no animals were harmed in the making of this movie thing at the end of it. I think when you watch 17 movies about dogs, you get a sense of a person. Whereas when you watch three movies about a chimp, you don't.
Yeah. And we would love to interview him.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
We did,
like,
we did just call him a puppy murdering. So I don't know.
He seems like a good dude.
He probably won't listen. We've just edited out a bunch, everybody. There's a bunch of stuff we said which we probably shouldn't keep in the episode.
Yeah. It's good stuff, though.
It was the spirit of talking about local street names, but then it just got too personal. We've never done a podcast like this before.
Yeah,
this is unlike me. This is an unmatched
energy. This is what I would say. It's only similar to the Hamish Parkinson segment of of the Barbie podcast, which is one I recommend to people. With people like, oh, I don't want to listen to the whole thing.
Do you not need the context of other movies to understand the Hamish Parkinson segment?
Probably. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. No one's listening to this.
We can't say that anymore. Enough people listen to this.
Yeah, that it actually feels personal. Robert Vince would be, he's such a fascinating character that, like, because I feel like it would take a certain kind of person to direct like animal movies, but that kind of person could be like this guy who sits in his ivory tower and is like, I fucking hate working with animals kind of thing, but he has enough people around him that will do as he says. Or it could be this person that's like, gets down there with Buddy and is like, hey man, like,
with the dog,
real excited to go into work every day, and like, yeah, you know, as the kind of the higher up, one of the higher ups at Air Bud Entertainment, it feels like he could be the former.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I want to talk about titles.
Yeah, I know.
You know I do.
Yeah.
I think these are great titles.
Yeah, they are.
I think they're
like, how do you feel that it's V for the first two and then it changes to an X?
I like that. I think you can't make any more.
I was going to say, like, what would you call a fourth one?
Yeah, you can't do anything. All my continue the franchise ideas are jokes because I didn't want to genuinely think of a title to ruin this perfect specimen. Nice. I'd say I didn't remember there being a two in most vertical primate, but looking at it now, I'm like, God, you could not just call two of them MVP.
Yeah.
That would be insane. And X is the only letter you can replace anything with because it's the only cool letter.
Yeah. MQP.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. So I like these titles. I think they're borderline like a funnier joke than anything in the movie as well. Like, yeah, right, MXP is like, this is so silly. Like, what a great idea.
Yeah.
It's good. I like it. I think they're good titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads us into continue the franchise, talking about what would you call a fourth one. So the kind of the elephant in the room is
the chimpanzee in the room.
Is
the elephant in the ice hockey rink. This might continue the game franchise.
Is this movie called Spymate, which is also directed by Robert Vince.
Part of the AACU. Yeah. No, the ABACU. ABAU. The Air Bud adjacent universe.
Oh, right, yeah. It's got
Emma Roberts in it.
Yeah, it's got Emma Roberts in it. And it's about a chimpanzee that does espionage, and it's also directed by Robert Vince. And a lot of people are like, yeah, it's canon to MXP. And it's like, there's no evidence that it is, and no one has ever said that. You can get some box sets of all four movies.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, the Air Bud Monkey collection kind of thing. But there's nothing, it's not part of this franchise. If you want us to cover it, feel free to suggest it for the Generic Movie Podcast, which is a podcast we do over on the Patreon, where we cover films that aren't part of a franchise.
MSP, Most Secret Primate.
Yeah, if they'd called it that, it would have been, you know.
Yeah.
My
favorite sport is corporate espionage.
That'd be a line in the film.
Yeah.
All right, so continue the franchise.
Nowhere in the rules does it say a monkey can't commit corporate espionage.
Do you have any continue the franchises?
Okay, I've got one title, so I know everyone's expecting me to come up, and I thought it'd be funny to call it MMP. It's just a monkey becomes the Prime Minister of New Zealand.
Yeah, mixed member primate.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's all I've got.
If you want to know what MMP is, check out our Land Before Time
episode. In a nutshell, it's how our voting works.
Yeah. Well, it's how our parliament works.
So we're not first past the post, we're MMP.
Yeah. And it's about getting like a majority and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's good. I like it more than
options. You end up kind of having a more diverse voices in Parliament. But, you know, that's the plan anyway. Yes, so...
About 100% white country leaders.
I had similar thing where I came up with a title. But I thought for my film, it would be about Jack the Monkey taken on Wall Street.
Oh, God.
And it's called VIP.
Ah, very important primer. The movie, the title I accidentally always called this one when telling people about it.
And then I thought, because I was like, oh, well, you know, when would you have like a VIP? And it's like, well, if you go to like a fancy restaurant, so you have to have a lot of money. Mm. I thought you took tax on Wall Street.
Here's two, sorry, I'm moving around on my bed.
Yeah, we're just sitting on.
Yeah, here's two options we can go for, right?
Yeah.
If it's a sport, what's the sport? Or if it's another letter, what's the other letter?
Yeah.
And we can go through the alphabet and then decide one for each. So MAP, map, most attractive primate. And it's a beauty contest.
Yeah. WAP, wet ass primate.
I didn't even think of changing the other letters. God, that times 26 to the power of 26. MBP.
Most beautiful primate.
Oh. It's the same thing as most attractive primate.
MCP.
MCP, most...
MCP is something, isn't it? I've heard that.
I don't know. Most charismatic primate. These are all just categories to win the beauty contest. MDP, MEP, MFP, MFP?
NFT.
NFT?
NFP, non-fungible.
primate? I don't think we should go through the whole alphabet now that I think this is quite tedious. Because there's no other letters that work the way V and X work in these contexts. Mm. Like MZP doesn't sound like anything.
Most zebra primate?
Yeah.
Right, that's the podcast.
No.
Oh my God, we get to choose a new franchise.
So this is, we're going to do franchise roulette now. We also have to rank that franchise.
Yeah.
Do you want to do that first?
Am I able to pull it up on here?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I guess I'll just do it. We'll figure out a place and then we can put it in later kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Just opening up Letterboxd now.
This is over on our Letterboxd account, which you can find a link to in the show notes. We have watched, 124 franchises?
Something like that. Let's see.
And we're going to rank it with the franchises we've watched. So tell me where Air Bud is. It goes one above Air Bud.
Okay. So Air Bud is quite low down, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Is it in top 100? It is. It's number 97. Above that is Dr. No, the Sean Connery Bond. And above that is Barbie.
I think it's probably worse than Dr. No.
Yeah. Okay, so it goes between Air Bud and Dr. No.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Sweet.
Because it's better than Air Bud. Is it? No, I don't know. Fuck, I'm thinking about it too much.
It's probably worse than Popstar even.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Because the first MVP film is probably better than any of the Air Bud films. But I'd rather watch Seventh Inning Fetch again than MXP again.
And Popstar, there's some songs in there that I still revisit.
Yeah.
Below that is Brave Little Toaster.
Brave Little Toaster's better.
Yeah. And then below that's Air Buddies.
Is Air Buddies better? No, Air Buddies has lower lows, much lower.
Yeah, okay.
And in multiple films.
So it goes
between
Brave Little Toaster and Air Buddies.
Sounds good.
So that's 100.
We're ranked at 100. Yeah. Wow, that's beautiful.
All right, I'm gonna pull open the franchise list because that takes longer to get open. And then I'm gonna pull up the random.
Okay, so what this is a segment called Franchise Roulette where we decide, the closest we have to deciding what the next franchise we're going to dedicate the next 2 weeks of our lives to watching. But before we reveal, actually give us the number and then I'll do the plug.
I'm just double checking that MVP isn't still on here.
It doesn't matter, it would still be randomly selected.
Yeah, but we might get it.
Okay, that's true. That's technically true.
Yeah, it's not. So the number is
51.
And before we get to 51, if you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing if you haven't already. You can also follow us and like us and embrace us in all the ways. You can go over to our Facebook page and like that. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. We've got one YouTube channel called Cult Popture where I post video essays, and one YouTube channel called Cult Popture Again, which is where we post stuff like this, and you might be listening to it on there. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Cult Popture. You can email us at cultpopturemedia@gmail.com and tell us what you think is the best MVP film. And we also have a Discord where you can chat with us. There's a link to that in the show notes. It's also on our Instagram bio if you're looking for another place to find it. And of course you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/cultpopture, where after the music that might be playing under this episode right now, we'll be doing a post-credit scene. And by music playing under us right now, I don't mean the music that's happening next door and floating through the window.
Okay, number 51. All right, so this month is April. Do you remember what there was a push to make next month?
Anime.
Yeah, this fits into that.
Oh, God. It's not Dragon Ball Z, is it?
No. We might be doing that after, though. No, this is one that I've been interested in watching
for
a while.
How many films?
I think there's like five or six. It depends, because there's some that are like recuts of the series.
So there's a series?
Yes.
Okay. Is it? I don't know. What is it?
What's an anime franchise?
Digimon.
No.
Nope. Flint the Time Detective. Nope. There's one that not everyone's going to know about. One Punch Man.
No.
Naruto.
No, it's one of my favorite.
Evangelion.
No, I've only just started it.
Dungeon.
No.
Dual Dungeons.
No.
I don't know.
Death Note.
We got Death Note.
Yeah.
Okay. This feels rigged, doesn't it? Well, because you're like, it's anime and we got an anime franchise.
Yeah, we did.
It feels very hard to believe. Oh, God, we have to watch the Netflix one. It's so bad.
That's the only one you've seen. Or you watched half of it.
I watched half of it and I turned to you. I was like, hey, man. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
But this is like the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting. Yeah. Because actually, according to the franchise list, it says like AJ has to watch the entire anime.
You put that there. You didn't ask my permission.
Yeah. Well, and also read the manga.
Do I have to watch the series to understand the movies?
Well, it's like, it's one of those things where like the movies, there's like Japanese live action remakes and then American live action remake. But then there's also,
this sounds so tedious, bro. Oh, and it's falling on me to host as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to do it?
No.
You don't want to do it. Okay. Okay.
But like if we do that.
Get ready for the worst of the two possible versions of this episode.
If we do that and then like the Patreon picks Dragon Ball Z.
Don't pick Dragon Ball Z. It's too long.
And then you have to host that
it's
one.
It's too long. We just did Barbie. We did 38, 37 Barbie movies.
I would love to do Dragon Ball Z. But to be fair, most of the Dragon Ball Z movies are like 62 minutes. They're like, yeah.
I don't even want to do 5 Death Note movies.
Oh, there's more than 5.
You just said there were
5. I don't know. We'll work out how many there are.
Oh, God. How did this happen?
How could this happen to me? One of my favorite moments, my favorite memories of AJ was we were at our old flat. We were drinking one time.
On Patterson Street.
Yeah, that's the one. We were drinking, and this is like the first time I'd seen you or we'd gone drunk together, and you tipped out a washing basket, put it on your head, and sang Untitled by Simple Plan.
I don't remember doing this.
Do you not?
I can tell the first time I remember seeing you drunk,
yeah,
which was you and Dave wanted to do a podcast where you got really wasted and I didn't, and we did it, and it was horrible for me, and you got to this day,
yeah,
the drunkest I've ever seen you, yeah, or anyone,
yeah,
and I've never seen you even broach that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I have since then. I was really drunk. It was like
uncomfortable, like inappropriately drunk.
Oh, entirely, yeah. Yeah, that was a wild time.
All right. Well, hey everybody. Thank you for listening. I hope this was all it cracked up to be. The gods of anime on our side
shined upon us.
I have the power of God and anime on my side. And clearly, yeah, the anime gods wanted anime to be an actual thing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So
yeah, that'll come out on the 10th of May.
Unless people come through with MAPE, which was continuing the ape theme into May.
Yeah.
And I like that title a lot more than April because of how unsatisfying of a pun it is.
Yeah.
MAPE. One word puns where you're trying to fit two words into the one syllable. It's like, it's not clear what you're talking about. Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, where can people find us? Cop Option.
I've done all that already. We're coming into the post-credit scene now.
Okay, yeah, right.
So stay tuned for in a few seconds. I don't leave much outro before a post-credit scene. Hello and welcome to the post-credit scene. This is the moment, the scene, the extra content at the end of each episode where if you donate $5 or more over on our Patreon, patreon.com/coldpopture, you get to give us something to talk about in this, the post-credit scene. I've turned it into like a, you know, I say the same thing every time because it's the most prudent and efficient way to explain it. So, Richard, what is today's post-credit scene?
So today's pre-credit scene. Oh my god! You just listened to the pre-credit scene. It was the whole bloody episode. Today's post-credit scene comes to us from Michael Prefontaine,
why you said pre.
Yeah, it does. Who's a fairly recent patron.
Recent. They get bumped up to the top because we're repeating too many people.
Who says, "What's an objectively bad movie that you love? I love Van Helsing with Hugh Jackman, and I remember enjoying The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen." Thank you, Michael. Everything.
Yeah.
I like the objectively bad movies I unironically love. The Happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Happening's fantastic. We had such a great
time.
But
you like
that.
It in a because it's bad though.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, The Happening's The Happening's I guess The Happening is like an ironic love.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Angry Birds movie. We just had a discussion about this on the Discord and everyone was against me.
Right.
Angry Birds movie's fucking great. And
that also happened on the Discord with me and M. Night Shyamalan's Signs, which is a movie I recently made a video about. And we were talking with one of the members of our Discord was talking about what scary movies they should show their 8-year-old. And someone was like, "Oh, Signs is such a great example," and someone was like, "Oh, The Ring's are pretty good," and then I sort of casually dropped that I thought Signs was better than The Ring. And everyone was like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "Oh, I think Signs is a great movie," like, and unironically too. I mean, we just did a Patreon episode about Big Trouble. Maybe that qualifies for this.
Awful movie.
The Brendan Fraser's The Mummy has like 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. It's like a beloved movie.
I don't know why it has that. I can understand a critic score even if I still like the movie, but this is a case where I don't understand that. I don't know. Do you have any other examples?
I'm trying to go through my letterbox to find examples.
I just don't like bad movies.
I know I objectively do, but I'm just trying to think of one. Golly, just
gee.
Another Christmas.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, sure. You can have that one. God, I don't know if there's any more, but I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, I remember. Actually, no. Do you know what? Do you know a legitimate answer for this? Tim Story's Fantastic Four. I love that movie. I think it's a great adaptation of it.
And this is not new to the podcast, but maybe because Michael's a new listener, potentially he might not know this. Daddy's Home 2, a fantastic movie.
We both
loved it.
Yeah.
So that's probably my ultimate answer is Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah, that's a great movie though. Maybe that doesn't count though because it's a good movie.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.